The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength. So say it with me. Si se puede. The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
It's awful hard as well to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here.
All right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
And on behalf of my husband and the people of the United States, buenas tardes.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why.
And just happy Taco Tuesday, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. 3 hours of cultural diversity at your fingertips with a side of guacamole. A lot to unravel there First Lady Jill Biden and the president unveil their xenophobia for all the world to see. A couple of updates over the past hour or so. We now know that the First Lady has apologized for referring to Hispanic Americans as breakfast tacos. And actually, she sent her staff out. So they were apologizing on the First Lady's behalf because she could not bring herself to go before the microphones and apologize for offending just about every Hispanic American in the United States, not to mention all the illegals coming across the border. But honestly, when you think about it, I mean, maybe, just maybe, what we ought to be doing is broadcasting Jill Biden's taco comments through loudspeakers along the border, and it might repel the invasion force. I mean, maybe that's the play here. Anyway, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program on this Taco Tuesday. Senator Marco Rubio changed out his profile picture. It is now a taco. And as I wrote yesterday, as I was conversing with the senator, we are all tacos today, Mr. Rubio and Mr. Cruz. We're all tacos today. By the way, have you noticed, and again, I know this is, people say, oh, this is just a silly thing. No, it's not a silly thing. This is a big deal. You might remember when Donald Trump ordered a taco salad at Trump Tower in New York City. They were ready to immediately impeach the man, and he hadn't even been elected yet. But they were ready to impeach Donald Trump because he dared to eat a delicious taco salad. They accused him of being a xenophobe. And yet you've got Joe Biden out there And she is, I mean, and she and her husband, I think, are racist. I think they're closet racist. And it's not just the, it's not the taco stuff. I mean, they've said stuff about Indian people. They've said stuff about blacks. It's just, I mean, it's almost as if they're a page out of the 1960s. So I want you to hear, this is Joe Biden, by the way, butchering Spanish again, cut three.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours. Thank you.
I love that. It's like she's Sylvester the Pointy Cat. Si se puede. I mean, look, it's bad enough that her husband, the president of these great United States, is a chalupa shy of a combo platter at the Taco Bell. But, I mean, this whole thing is muy loco, people. Muy loco. By the way, Grace Baker, Todd Starnes, again, I've been a diverse person my entire life. I joined the Spanish club in seventh grade.
I have a minor in Spanish.
The Espanol club. Yes. I can't speak a lick of it, but I can barely get through the menu at the Taco Bell.
I was going to say, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I like the guacamole. So, CBS, though, instead of attacking Jill Biden, the First Lady of the United States, who, by the way, who in their right mind doesn't know how to pronounce the word bodega? Who doesn't know how to pronounce bodega? The woman is a college professor, right? We're supposed to call her Dr. First Lady Mrs. Jill Biden, right? How is it that Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden does not know how to pronounce the word bodega, and she's teaching the next generation of America's brightest? She is shaping, molding the clay minds of America's young people. And the woman doesn't know how to speak English or Spanish. So instead of attacking the First Lady, CBS decided we've got to lend her a helping hand. Cut four.
Christina, let me switch gears here. First Lady Jill Biden is taking some heat after people took offense at comments she made at a Latino rights event in Texas yesterday. Let's listen to what she said.
With the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
All right. Obviously, equating tacos with the Latino community is the issue that many find incredibly offensive. Christina, what is the White House saying about this?
Yeah, no comment yet from the White House this morning. And those comments come a day before Mexican President López Obrador is here today to meet with Mr. Biden. So the timing is especially uneasy. You know, look, those remarks from the First Lady came as part of a prepared speech praising the work of a well-known activist. The National Association of Hispanic Journalists condemned the comments, saying in part that Latinos should not be reduced to a stereotype. Vlad?
That is exactly right. Christina, thank you very much.
We all agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
First Lady's team probably huddling today.
You think?
That up. Because when you know Jill Biden, that's not who she is, but it didn't come out correctly.
You think so? You know, I'm not a big fan of breakfast tacos, Grace Baker. It's, I don't know. I you know, I'm a biscuit guy, so give me a sausage biscuit. I don't like it crumbled up in the taco.
Well, it's just a little too heavy for in the
you
morning.
You put the
for
salsa,
me.
Yeah, sometimes. It's just a bit much. It's
but
a,
for lunch?
It's a bit much.
I love tacos.
See some wed way.
Cite Puedway.
Puedway.
So what? Say it with me. Cite Puedway.
Ay, ay, ay. It's, you know, what in the name of Speedy Gonzalez is going down over there?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. But again, I don't, personally, who cares? But now we're made to care, right? I mean, I am a white guy, and God forbid I actually go out and get tacos on Taco Tuesday, or especially on Cinco de Mayo, because, my apology. You see, I failed Spanish. I'm just not good. That's why I really don't like leaving the country, Grace Baker, because I'm very happy and content around people who speak English.
I don't think you'd survive. No,
I don't think I would. I'd get, you know what it is, I'd have to start yelling at people, speak English, what's wrong with you?
Help.
What do you mean
help
you don't me. Have French fries? It's France. What's wrong with you people?
So in France, are French fries just called fries?
I don't know. I don't want to get into that question. Conversation today. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's all hypocrisy. I mean, the same thing. Remember Hillary Clinton back when she was on the campaign trail, Mrs. Bill Clinton, and she'd go to the black church, and Hillary Clinton, hello, how are you? Bill, stop looking at the women, Bill. She's got that real nasally kind of a Bill kind of a voice. But then Hillary Clinton gets up in front of the black church. We've all seen this. I ain't tired no way. Glory. Somebody say glory. Oh, I love you, America. I mean, this is Hillary Clinton. It's like all of a sudden she starts talking with this, I don't know, Madea goes to jail voice or something. It's very off-putting. And she carries the hot sauce in her purse. This is all the cultural appropriation. But it's okay. And by the way, there's really nothing wrong with any of this. But we've got to have some fun here, ladies and gentlemen, because the left attacks us every single time. God forbid a white teenager goes out there and buys some sort of hip-hop music and they're dancing around and all of a sudden, cultural appropriation! But when you've got a bunch of minority cast members that are redoing, you know, Steel Magnolias, when you've got them redoing Steel Magnolias, that's okay. That's not cultural appropriation. I'm just saying there's hypocrisy here. Anyway, good to have you with us. Hope the tacos did not cause you to have indigestion. But that's the way it is, America. That's the way it is. Speaking of indigestion, I've got to switch gears real quickly here and explain about an issue that's developing over in Ukraine. Now, many of you are having a very difficult time paying your bills right now. Inflation is out the wazoo. Your paychecks are not keeping up with inflation, so that means you have fewer dollars to spend, and especially when it comes to gasoline. Now, they're telling us the gas prices are coming down, but it's, what, $4.50, $4.60 a gallon here in the Memphis, Tennessee area. I don't know what it's like in your neighborhood, but it's high here. Cost me $80. For some reason, I wasn't paying attention to the gas, and it was like, I mean, I was rolling into the station, but it was like $80 to fill up the Cadillac. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States announcing today that we are sending $1.7 billion of your tax money to Ukraine. That's on top of what we've already sent. But here's the kick in the pants. They're going to be using that money to help pay salaries of health care workers in Ukraine. They're also going to be using, and I'm going to, this is a quote from the Treasury Department. We've already supplied $4 billion in aid, so this is $5.7 billion in aid, our tax money that we're giving to Ukraine. The Treasury Department says, The money is aimed at keeping gas and electricity flowing to hospitals, schools, and other critical infrastructure. They will also support humanitarian supplies to citizens and pay the salaries of civil servants and teachers. So instead of all of you folks getting a helping hand from the government, instead of you folks getting some relief at the gas pump, they're going to be sending all of that money over to Ukraine. It does make you wonder what's really going on here. What's really going on in Ukraine? This whole war thing, it's just never made any sense to me. Something is still not quite right. And I'm curious if you feel the same way. Because there are a lot of you out there, Todd, we should give every penny we have to the Ukrainians. Even if it means American children have to go without, we should give the Ukrainians everything we have, even the shirts off our back. And if you don't believe that, if you don't buy into that argument, then all of a sudden you're a bad person. I've gotten the emails. I'm not quite sure why we need to be up in their business. And I'm not sure Ukraine is on the up and up with all of this. And I sure know Russia's not. I just don't know whose side is telling us the truth. I mean, Russia, they've invaded. We should repel the invaders. But something's going on in Ukraine. Something's not quite right. But you know what? Doesn't matter, because you're not going to have enough gas to go to church on Sundays because they're sending your tax dollars over to Ukraine. They're going to have plenty of gas. You, not so much. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. On Taco Tuesday, this is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starnes to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starnes. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes. Going to get in so much trouble here, but I have to ask this question. Otherwise, I'm just, you know how we operate here, folks. And by the way, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. We just have a conversation. We have some good fun on this show every day, noon to three Eastern. I just want to ask a question here, and I'm looking for an answer. Maybe I'm not, but here goes. What do you think would have happened if Joe Biden, standing in front of the NAACP convention, let's just say they're down in New Orleans, and there are tens of thousands of people in the audience at the big NAACP meeting. What do you think would have happened if the First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, had gotten up and said, you know, the African-American community it has the diversity of a bucket of fried chicken? What do you think would have happened? What do you think would have happened if it had been Melania Trump who said that? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the double standard. They turn a blind eye to this xenophobia and this racism. They turn a blind eye when the Democrats are guilty. But then they make stuff up about Donald Trump. A guy who just wanted to sit down and eat his delicious taco salad in peace. Seriously, what do you think would have happened? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Let's go to North Carolina. Keith on the talk station. Keith, what's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. How's the weather there? It's been raining here for 3 days.
Hot and humid, my friend.
this Ukrainian issue. Number one, why aren't we seizing the Ukrainian oligarchs' yachts and auctioning them off too, just like we are the Russian yachts? Because after all, it is their country. That's one. Number two, and this is one of the bigger issues. I guess there's three. This is a European problem. It's not an American problem. It's their backyard, not ours. Now, the big thing is part of that $40 billion that we're sending them, ostensibly, is going to repay some of these countries for whatever arms they have given to Ukraine. Why are we having to pay them back? It's their backyard.
Look, Keith, I don't mind, you know, selling them the weapons they need. I don't think we're doing that. I think we're giving it to them, and then we're throwing over $5 billion in aid on top of that, and we'd be foolish to think that's going to be the end of that. And I'm wondering what's the end game here. I mean, the war still goes on, allegedly. I don't know what the heck's going on over there, but I don't think we're getting the full story. Do you think we're getting the full story, Keith?
Absolutely not. And I don't think we will. It'll be like many other stories. We never get all of it, and most of what we get is not exactly true.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and Keith, thanks for the call. We're coming up on a break here. Just the other day, New York City released a video giving people guidance on what to do in case a nuclear bomb explodes in New York City. Now, why would they do that? What's really going on? I mean, you've got the Russians threatening to nuke America as well as the UK if we continue to intervene in Ukraine. So what do we do here? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you're doing great, America. Hey, listen up. July 22nd, yours truly, Todd Stearns, going to be hanging out with our great conservative friends over in Salem, Oregon, KYKN, doing up a big event, big barbecue. I'll be speaking, signing books, and shaking a lot of hands, and we would love to meet you. All you need to do is go to KYKN's website, and all the information is there. It's going to be a fun, family-friendly night. So bring the wife, the kids, the husband, the kids. Come on out, grandma, grandpa. Let's just have a good old time. So look, new legislation, a buddy of mine over on the House Judiciary sent this to me, Ayanna Pressley. She's the member of the squad that nobody can remember, the one from New York. It's kind of like the Spice. Remember the Spice Girls? There's that one Spice nobody can remember. Yeah, that's Ayanna Pressley. It's very sad. Anyway, Ayanna Pressley has introduced this legislation that would legalize abortion. Remember what we told you. The abortion issue is just now exploding. I mean, the whole point of Roe v. Wade was not to outlaw abortion. It did not do that. The point was to send the issue back to the states, which is where it belongs. So this fight is far from over. So anyway, Democrats want to codify this, and they want to make it federal law that not only can you kill your baby, but tax dollars will be used to kill your baby. I was reading through the legislation. Tucked away on page 6 is a section that defines the terms woman and women. Now, this has been a subject of debate across the country. We have raised a generation of stupid people. There's really no polite way to say it, but unfortunately, we've got a generation of idiots in America. And it's not their fault. This is what they were taught. This is how they were raised. And by and large, this generation has the capacity to kill our nation. So anyway, I want to read to you from this legislation what the term woman and women mean. And those terms don't mean what you think they mean. Now, there is a biological definition of a woman, and that ought to be the definition of a woman. That's been the definition of the woman since God created Adam and Eve. But no more. This is what the lawmakers up on Capitol Hill, all Democrats, wrote. The term woman and women are used in this bill to reflect the identity of the majority of people targeted and affected by restrictions on abortion services and to address squarely the targeted restrictions on abortion, which are rooted in misogyny. By the way, we had a caller on the radio program the other day, and he made a great point. It takes two to tango. I mean, a baby is a 50-50 relationship, right? It takes a mommy and a daddy. It doesn't take two chest feeders like Mayor Buttigieg and his husband Chastity. Chastin, my apologies. So let me continue here. However, access to abortion services is critical to the health of every person capable of becoming pregnant. Really? Really? What about the unborn little girls? This act is intended to protect all people with the capacity for pregnancy. Now, Grace Baker, I want to ask you, as an educated woman, a worldly woman, you know things.
Oh, gosh. Go ahead, Todd.
Who can get pregnant?
Only women.
Only women.
Only women.
Only women. Why is Kyle raising his hand? Kyle is a man. Kyle cannot get pregnant.
I think he's very confused. He wasn't homeschooled.
Clearly. Public school, homeschool.
Exactly.
There you go.
Need I say more?
The great divide. So only a woman can get pregnant.
Oh, gosh.
All right. We're good. All right. So, Grace, this is, according to Congress,
Okay. This
is who can get pregnant.
Oh, no.
Transgender men.
Okay.
Non-binary individuals.
Oh, my.
Those who identify with a different gender. And others.
Oh.
What does that be? What are others? Cisgender women, those who identify with a different gender, and others who are unjustly harmed by restrictions on abortion services.
Oh, my goodness.
So maybe it's possible a rock could have an abortion out of it. Maybe the rock identifies as a woman.
Are we talking about the actor or a literal rock?
No, just like the... Well, I mean, it could be. I mean, if he wants to identify.
Exactly.
Arnold Schwarzenegger did that in a movie. Twins, I believe, is the name of that film. No, but the idea here is, Grace, that they're literally rewriting what it means to be a woman, and they're codifying it. So if this becomes law, you would have to accept the fact... And by the way, there's one group that's not even mentioned here. Biological women!
That's just sad. Getting pushed to the side again.
Shoved to the side.
Again.
Sorry, ladies. I guess you can't get pregnant. If you're a lady, if you're a biological woman, you can't get pregnant.
I beg to differ, but okay.
No, I'm just telling you. Well, according to the law of the land.
No detail there.
So all you biological women, if this thing becomes law, and it could very well become law. I mean, right now, the Democrats control everything.
True.
I guarantee you Biden would sign this, and then all of a sudden, biological women would not be allowed to become pregnant. But if you're a party clown that blows bubbles out his backside, you can have a baby. You got to be a non-binary clown.
True.
That
can't
blows
be a
bubbles.
Female clown.
No, you cannot. No. What biological woman? You can't do
mm-hmm.
that. Unbelievable. This is. By the way, just a few moments ago, up on Capitol Hill, Senator Josh Hawley got called out, accused of being transphobic. And what was his crime? Well, he said, hey, look, listen up. Only women can get pregnant.
Before I want to visit with you, Ms. Maskey, but before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing them.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that one out of five transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning.
Because
so we can't talk about it.
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think women can get
pregnant. So you are denying that trans people exist.
Thank and that leads to violence. Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where they're
told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just in this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
It is shocking. Now, you just heard this person. Do we know if the person is transgender that was speaking? We don't know. Look, there's no such thing as transgender. You're either a male or a female. Somebody needs to have the courage to stand up and say that. Clearly, Senator Josh Hawley did. There is male and there is female. That's what God created. Whatever else is out there, that is a man-made issue. That's what that is. And it may hurt for people to hear that, but people need to hear the truth. And unfortunately, we live in a society where even Fox News Channel has completely embraced the transgender movement. You might remember the interviews with Sean Hannity completely embracing Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner's, or the Jenner formerly known as Bruce, is a regular on Fox News Channel, a contributor. Fox News Channel did an entire documentary that aired during Dana Perino's show that advocated for transgenderism for children. But it's not real. There's male and female. Now, you need to be alarmed about. This is not something to laugh at. This is not something to mock. This is something to be very much aware of. Because with this kind of thinking, and again, the Democrats control Congress right now. With this kind of thinking, ladies and gentlemen, it's very possible that they could use this sort of legislation to impose hate crime charges against anybody who believes otherwise. It is very possible, because this is already happening over in Europe, especially in the UK. So you got to pay attention here. A very simple question. Do you believe that men can give birth to babies? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. So famed political strategist Dick Morris, and we've got Dick coming on the show very soon. Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, Morris served as his top advisor. By the way, his new bestseller out this week, it's called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan You got to see, you got to read Dick's book. Big media, big tech, the deep state, they all want to stop Trump, but the return shows Trump will triumph. You can get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or you got to check out this free offer from Newsmax. You're going to save almost $28. Go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com, and you're going to be able to get a copy, a free copy, of Dick's new book called The Return. One of the funniest explanations I heard came from a guy in Tennessee, in West Tennessee. I believe his name is Terry Rowland. He's a really popular lawmaker and a businessman and just a great all-American hero in Millington, Tennessee, up by the naval base. And here's what he had to say about this whole issue of young people confused about whether they are boys or girls.
God created man and woman, okay, male and female. If you have a problem figuring out which one you are, all you got to do is look at your britches.
It really is that simple, is it not, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, it really is that simple. But again, the great deceiver, the evil one, and I believe that we're facing, I genuinely believe we are facing a spiritual war in this country. And I believe the devil is getting his way in our public schools and up in Congress. And I believe, as a result of all of this, you know, what is it? Who is it that sows confusion? Well, that's very simple. The devil. The devil wants to confuse people. And that's what this is all about. This is about confusing children. What they're teaching our kids and what they're doing to our kids in these public schools, and there are some private schools out there, it's child abuse. And I think that people ought to be held accountable. I think a lot of these teachers need to be arrested. A lot of these educators need to be arrested. But I think ultimately that's what's going on here. And that's why all the legislation in the world is not going to change anything. It is only going to change if we can get everybody back into the churches. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Jason in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. How are you today, sir?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I just asked one of my three stallions standing in the barn if he could have a baby, and he said nay.
He said nay?
In fact, he said nay. He said, in fact, I might just hurt you over that if you try and put a baby in me.
But yeah.
There you go.
It was somebody was upset. They wanted to know why. I saw a story a couple of weeks ago about similar to that, Jason, where somebody was upset because they were only milking the cows and not the bull. And my recommendation is, you know what? That's a good point. Why don't you just, here's a bucket, here's a stool. Why don't you head over there and give it a gander?
The only thing you're missing there is you need a video camera to make sure you witness it.
That's it. And get 911 on speed dial.
Absolutely, sir.
All right. Jason, thank you for that, and good luck with the horses. Grace, you got me on that one.
Good. I'm glad.
Nay. Oh, my gosh.
He told me that, and I was like, I see what you did there. You're going on the air.
By the way, CNN, great new survey out. CNN says 94% of young Democrat voters, not Republicans, Democrat voters, don't want Biden to run. Cut number five.
Nearly two-thirds of Democratic primary voters want a different nominee. Two-thirds. If you break it down by age, 94% of Democratic primary voters under the age of 30, 94% say they don't want Biden. That is a stunning number.
Yes.
he swept his grandchildren, but other than that, I mean, like, who, 94% don't want him, who are, again,
94%
Democrats under the age of 30.
Yeah.
That's staggering. It's over. I mean, it's over. There's no coming back from this. There's no way. So now the Democrats, and by the way, Fox News Channel has one of their early projections, and it's going to be a massacre. It is going to be a massacre for the Democrats. So now the Democrats are in a corner, and this is when they are actually at their most dangerous, because they're going to try to shove every radical piece of legislation they can through the Congress because they know their time is limited. And that's why, yeah, this is a great time to be joyful. We still need to be out there campaigning like we're 20 points behind, but we also need to pay very close attention to the very dangerous legislation that's going to be coming out of Capitol Hill. And Biden will sign all of it. The only question is whether or not he will finish out his term or if he will be forced out of office immediately after the midterms. And if that's the case, I know a lot of people, oh, Tom, what about Kamala? Can we really have Kamala? Well, you know, she's the vice president. Now, I don't see that changing. There are some people speculating that maybe that Biden drops Kamala. And, man, I'm going to get in trouble for that. Did I say Kamala? I always get these names confused. Whatever. DeMayo. It is what it is. So there's some speculation that maybe Hillary comes in as the VP, and then Biden retires or leaves office, and Hillary becomes president. And then she runs against Trump in 2024. People are actually talking about that. I still think there's a possibility that Michelle Obama, she's out there lurking. She's getting people, registering people to vote. She's out there just under the radar. And we got to pay attention to that. Michelle, I will just say this. Michelle Obama runs in 2024. Michelle Obama will be the next president of the United States. I don't see the – and I say that because there are just enough Republicans that are willing to fight Donald Trump that it'll split the party. You watch what's going to happen. The hatred of Donald Trump in this country is unbelievable. All right, I got more to say about this coming up after the break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Do I think Trump can? Yeah, I think he can win if everybody gets on the same page together. But we're not on that same page just yet, America. All right, stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So glad to have you with us today and hope you're doing well wherever you might be. Some great guests coming up a little bit later on. Congressman Jim Jordan is going to drop by. He was on my good friend Laura Ingraham's show last night on Fox News Channel. Also, Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina is going to be here. And, of course, your calls as well. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, the Democrats are raging up on Capitol Hill. There is a big debate brewing over what constitutes a woman and who can actually give birth to babies in America. I want to play cut number 6.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
And of course, there is a new piece of legislation that is moving through the House, H.R. 8296. The purpose of the legislation is to basically codify abortion in America. Congress people Chu, Presley, Frankel, and Escobar are introducing the bill. And in this bill, they actually say, they list the kinds of people who can give birth in America. And here's the list. Cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others who are unjustly harmed by restrictions on abortion services. Nowhere do they mention anything about a biological woman being able to give birth to a baby. Let's go to the phones here. Again, 844-747-8868. Stella in North Carolina on the Talk Station. Stella, what say you?
Oh, my God. Todd, what is a man wanting to change for? He's got all the things he needs. And I would like to know how he thinks he's going to carry a baby when he don't have a uterus, an ovary. He don't have nothing there that holds a baby.
Now, Stella, to quote a great film classic, Gone with the Wind, I don't know nothing about birthing babies. I really don't. But I know you got to have certain parts to birth a baby, and men don't have those parts. Hate to say it.
That's right.
It's not transphobic. It's just the way God made us.
That's right. And if they say that there is no God, I feel sorry for them.
And that's what that's ultimately all about, Stella. I mean, this is an attack on Almighty God. You've got people out there trying to say, you know what? We can change the way we were made. No, you can't. You cannot do that.
You can't.
All right.
This is sad.
It is sad.
And it just, my heart cries for God. He made me perfect. Whatever I turned out to be, perfect.
Well said, Stella. No, you're absolutely right. And Stella, thank you for the call, and God bless you. And Stella knows. I mean, we all know. The problem is we've been conditioned to be quiet. I mean, the mob, it's a small mob. Most LGBT folks say, or most LG, hold on, what are the lesbian and the homo? All right, the L's and the B's. G's. Yeah, the L's and the G's. There, Grace, it's the alphabet people.
LGBTQ, no, it's AARP, not, wait.
What's BLT? No, that's a sandwich.
I don't know.
All right, so yeah, the L's TLC? And the G's. Well, you don't want a little TLC with some of that demographic. I'm just saying. Like the
What'd you say, the alphabet people?
The alphabet people.
There you go.
Well, I didn't come up with that. I believe it was it Chris? No, it was Chris Rock. Who was? No.
I don't know.
Dave Chappelle. It was Dave Chappelle in the big series, the special, the Netflix series.
Oh, yeah, that he got in trouble for.
Big time. So, look, the L's and the G's. I think, by and large, they just want to be left alone. Let them live their life, whatever. They don't care. Just you stay out of
it. Oh, I agree.
And look, I support that. Under the United States Constitution, you get to live your life how you want to live your life.
Correct.
I don't have to agree with it, but that's okay. That's my constitutional right. Now, I'm speaking from a secular constitutionalist perspective here, not as a church-going Christian. I have very different views on that.
Not on a personal level.
No. I am just saying this is about the Constitution. And all these people that want prayer in this, and I will say this about prayer in school. I just have a question. Who gets to pray? Now, if you're a Catholic, you would want a Catholic to pray. But if you're a Protestant, you would want a Protestant to pray. But not even all Protestants want Protestants praying. Because is it the Methodist? Is the Methodist going to give the prayer? Is it going to be the Episcopalian? Is it going to be the Baptist? Okay, what kind of a Baptist? Is it going to be the National Baptist, the Northern Baptist, the Southern Baptist, the Foot Washing Baptist, the Primitive Baptist? Is it going to be the Presbyterians? I mean, it could go on and on and on and on.
It gets too complicated for me.
Can I just say the problem? Man, this is, I'm really going
to. I'm waiting for the phone calls to start coming, Todd.
The problem is not that we took prayer out of school. We took prayer out of our homes.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
No, you're
right. That's the problem.
Starts at the dinner table.
It does. And unfortunately, you got a lot of moms and dads that are shirking their responsibilities. They're not taking the kids to church.
No.
They'll go to every soccer match. And I mean, it's 7 days a week. They got soccer. They're there. Baseball, no problem. They'll pack up on the weekends, and I see it. There's a big hotel in the neighborhood. And you see all the traveling teams on Sundays getting up at the crack of dawn, not to go to church, but to go to the ball field. And again, nothing wrong with that. But you want to know what's wrong with America right now? We got more people on the ball fields than we do in the church houses. We do. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Dang.
A little
it's only Tuesday, Todd.
I know. It's well,
Taco Tuesday.
Well, and on that note, and I will reiterate this. By the way, First Lady Jill Biden has apologized for comparing Hispanic people to tacos. And we pointed out the hypocrisy in the last hour because Donald Trump, he ate a taco salad and they accused him of xenophobia. Now, Grace Baker, I have a question. What do you think would have happened?
Oof.
What do you think would happen if, say, and again, we briefly discussed this in the last hour. What do you think would have happened if Donald Trump had gone to the NAACP convention and said that, you know what, the African-American community, they're about as diverse as a bucket of fried chicken.
Oof. Oh,
all hell would have broken loose.
There would be hearings about it. It would be pandemonium.
Of course,
it would. You know, all over the news, all over the front page of the New York Times, all over everything.
Now, and if that is offensive to you, it is just as offensive as what Joe Biden said to the Hispanic crowd in San Antonio.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, all right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number. I like Popeyes. Not so much the KFC, but I do like the Popeyes. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning.
Because
we can't talk about it.
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying
dangerous.
That trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think
so. So you are denying that trans people exist? Thank
and
you.
That leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no,
they're told that
to
they're
question.
Opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just in this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
This is extraordinary testimony today up on Capitol Hill, where a sitting United States Congressman, Josh Hawley, accused of wanting to harm transgender people because he says that men cannot get pregnant. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Dwayne in Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Dwayne, coming to your town in a couple of days from now.
Yeah, great. Good listening to you, Todd.
Thank you.
Hey, I have no comment on the transgender stuff. I mean, you guys are all over that. You can't make a comment on it. It's not common sense. But be careful, my friend. Be careful. Don't step on too many toes when you list going to ball games and family activities, and I realize what you're saying, but there are a lot of good people out there, good people, that are active with their children, and sports is a very healthy occupation to start your kids in, to teach things about life. And church is a great thing, too. Take my kids to church, all that good stuff. But don't step on people's toes, because as a Republican, we want to be inclusive in that matter as much as possible.
What's inclusive, Dwayne? There was a time in American history when Sundays were reserved for going to church. There were no ball games except for the professional teams on Sunday. Many, if not most, businesses around America were closed. Sundays were reserved for faith and for family. People went to church. That changed, I would say, within the past, really over the past 20 years, when the soccer movement especially exploded on the scene, and most of the soccer matches and the soccer practices were on Sunday mornings during church. I remember the concerns being raised in church houses and pulpits at the time, and at that time, people said, well, we don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I would contend that more people are out on the soccer fields and baseball fields than they are in the church house now.
No, you have a point. You have a point. I would contend, though, as soon as you took God and prayer out of the schools, it was a much worse thing. And that was done way before 20 years ago.
Well, that was done even before, you know, I mean, my generation. I graduated in the 80s from high school, and at that point, I mean, there was no prayer in school at that time. So that's been a long time coming. But again, this is a decision that moms and dads have to make. Do you want to play soccer 7 days a week? Do you want to play baseball 7 days a week? Can you not carve out just an hour of your time to take your kid down to church and maybe they can learn about God and go to Sunday school?
No, and I'm with you. I think I don't want to get into a tit for tat scenario. I just, with the world situation the way it is and the craziness out there that we would both agree that's going on, the more activity that dads and parents have with their kids. Because I'll be honest with you, and here you go. Boy, I'm going to drop a heap here on myself. I believe that everything goes in moderation. I've actually had to tell my wife, please don't commit to any more church obligations because you're out of the house, you know, four nights a week. And that's not healthy. So my deal is everything in moderation. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in what you're saying. I just don't want to throw the baby out with the wash.
No. I hear you, Dwayne. And I think we both agree here, and everything should be in moderation, but it's not. And I think in a culture right now, we're a sports culture. That's what we worship. And look, that's fine. But at the end of the day, you know, do you want your kid to be a great baseball player? Is that going to help him for the rest of his life? And maybe so. Maybe the lessons on the baseball field will carry him through life. I would contend that there are lessons in the church house that those kids need to be exposed to as well.
No, you're 100% correct. It's not a one thing is right and the other is wrong. I just believe that, you know, instead of worshiping yourself, or worse than that, worshiping nothing, right? And there's a lot of people there's a lot of families out there that don't participate with their kids at all. And
yeah,
they leave them in front of the TV, they leave them to their own demise. And I think that's what we're seeing in once again, I'm going to go into a scenario where you're not seeing little boys act like little boys anymore, right? The masculinity is being taken away from our young men.
Oh, no doubt about that. And that's a cultural thing. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago with our good buddy Mark Hancock over at Trail Life USA. So, yeah, no, you're right about that. Dwayne, got to run. Appreciate the call, though. It's, folks, it is a balance. Life is a balance. But ultimately, the most important thing is to make sure your house is in order. Have you guys been hearing about these churches that have been getting attacked? I mean, set on fire, firebombed, vandalized, pro-life pregnancy centers. Bethesda, Maryland, they had three churches that got hit. Two were set on fire. The Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, and then they desecrated the graveyard of a Baptist church. There is another report out of Overland Park. That's in the Kansas City area. Overland Park, Kansas, where the Church of the Ascension was vandalized. People were spray painting "My Body, My Choice" all over the church building. And, I mean, I am seeing dozens and dozens of these local reports. Nobody's talking about this on a national level. And this is, again, the hypocrisy. Now, look, you burn down a house, you ought to go to jail for the rest of your life. I mean, that's just a hate crime. But here's what gets me. You've got a black church that gets burned to the ground. It is wall-to-wall coverage, nonstop. They will send news anchors down to whatever town that it happened in. And, well, they should, because it is a heinous, evil crime. But why don't they treat the other church attacks the same way? Why is there a difference in how they cover these churches that are all, by the way, pro-life? Why is it that the church, why the mainstream media ignores the stories of these churches that are getting vandalized, that are being attacked? Seems to me this is a major national story when you have dozens of churches, you have dozens of pro-life pregnancy centers that are coming under attack, and nobody's talking about it. Well, we're talking about it. Hey, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, everybody. What an honor to hang out with you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 Eastern. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to talk to our good friend from South Carolina, Congressman Ralph Norman. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Doing fine, Todd. Thank you so much.
Congressman, big concerns up on Capitol Hill about a lot of issues. I want to start, though, with a letter that you wrote, very concerned about the American Rescue Plan, $15 million. What is this money being used for, Congressman?
You know, it can't get any worse, to be honest with you. The $15 million was supposed to go for COVID relief. That's what the money was earmarked for. They did it in a couple of different ways or filtered it through agencies. One was the museum and libraries, where they basically just got it to cities and counties and nonprofits that would just basically give them the power to tell you what you can do with the woke culture, with the Green New Deal. They had museums getting dollars that didn't do anything to do with COVID. They had, forget the city, but they had a funded $49,000 for a statute saying black masculinity. They had towns all over the country that, were getting these grants. And we just went ballistic over it. And I'm calling for an audit from top to bottom and let them be accountable for it. But that's the last thing this country needs. And people say, well, $15 million in a $1.9 trillion package is not that much. But it's symptomatic of the other dollars that were spent. It's like dropping money from a helicopter. And we're just calling them out and going, we don't have any hopes of getting an audit with this administration, but we do when we take control in November. And each agency has got the power to subpoena and get answers on this.
Congressman, according to the report, $49,632 went to the Rochester Museum and Science Center for a field trip for third graders so they could study an effort to remove what they called racist artwork from a historic carousel. You have another grant of $43,000 going to the Minneapolis Institute of Arts to incorporate cultural fluency into their tours using an anti-racist lens. This is all code language, Congressman. This is all about eradicating our culture and our history and using tax dollars to do it.
Yes, a total disregard for the taxpayers, Todd. I mean, what about the tree study? I think it was in Minneapolis where they had, the racism that existed in tree canopy coverage. What about the EV, and this was through the EPA, that they did in Charlotte, North Carolina, so that the public could hook up volumes of literature and read online to study the climate change. I mean, it would be laughable if it wasn't so serious. And it's hard money. You can't get this money back.
No, you can't. And that's what, irritates me as a fiscal conservative. This is just squandering our tax money. We don't have a lot aside from the billions of dollars that we're sending to the Ukrainians to help them defend their border. And I don't know if you're hearing this from your constituents, but the latest report, $1.7 billion in additional funding we're sending over there to help pay for their gasoline for healthcare workers. What about the American people and their gas bills?
Well, this Biden administration is sold out. I mean, he sold out to China. I mean, look what he's doing with the strategic oil reserve. 1 million barrels a day has been shipped out. China's being one of the beneficiaries. But when you talk about the $1.9 trillion funding, it was 2,700 pages long. No one read it. It doesn't go through regular order where you have debate and have amendments and like you normally would. So it's a train wreck, and the good news is I think the public is aware of it. The public gets it now, and they're getting hit at every different angle. So, inflation to, the issues we've got overseas to, shortages, you name it. It's just a train wreck directly caused and intentionally by this administration.
Yep. Congressman Ralph Norman on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, a little while ago, Senator Josh Hawley was accused of being transphobic and putting transgender people's lives in jeopardy because he refused to acknowledge or say that men can get pregnant. Never thought I would hear those words on Capitol Hill.
No, and when Hawley gets called those kind of names, anybody for that matter, it's time to fight back and say, we're not taking that. And, he's exactly right. Look at what they're trying to do with the nutritional programs. Whole funding for disadvantaged children to eat. It affects 30 million children. I mean, it just goes on and on. This administration is drunk with power, and you can't give them power. And that's why the midterms are so important. And I think that's why we stand a good chance to take the House and the Senate. But we got to do something with it once we get control of it.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's the thing. And that has always been my gravest concern about the Republican Party. We gave power once before, and they squandered it. We just have to hope and pray that doesn't happen again.
Well, it's time for bold leadership. It's time for Ron DeSantis-type leadership in the House and in the Senate. And it's just time for common sense for the country. If not, we lose our country.
Yeah, you're right. Congressman, always appreciate you coming on the program. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
All right, there you go, everybody. Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina saying that they need strong Ron DeSantis-style leadership in the House and the Senate. And he's not wrong. Do you really think that Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are going to be able to move and advance a Trump-like agenda? Do you believe that Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are going to be able to stand up to Joe Biden and the radicals? Or even more important, do you think Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are going to be able to stand up to the rhinos in their own party? And I would argue that the answer is no, primarily because Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are, in fact, members of the establishment wing of the party. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They have some great new deals just for our listeners. Of course, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they donate money to organizations that are fighting for causes we care about. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use my promo code Todd. They're going to give you free activation and a free gift. Everybody loves a free gift. They do. Whenever I'm out of town, Grace Baker says, "What did you bring me?" It's true. Everybody likes something, a gift, something to make them smile. And Patriot Mobile is going to do that just for you. By the way, if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, Patriot Mobile is going to hook you up with even bigger discounts because they're just great people. All you need to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Be sure to use my promo code Todd.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coming up a little bit later, our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan is going to be here. Also, Miranda Devine, she is the columnist and author who exposed the Hunter Biden laptop. She's coming under fierce attack, and we're going to be checking in with Miranda from the New York Post a little bit later on today. And we're also going to be taking your calls as well. I want to go back to some audio. And you gotta give credit to Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is out there, and he is doing what needs to be done to protect the ballot box in the state of Florida. Cut number 7, please.
We are creating, for the first time ever, in state government, an Office of Election Crimes and Security to be able to prosecute voter fraud. This bill now requires them to clean their voting rolls every year. And so I think it's unfortunate. You're getting an absentee ballot. That means make sure that's your ballot. You know, you go in to vote, and in the process, you show your ID to be able to get in the polling place. You want to make sure the same for the mail. If you ballot harvest in the state of Florida, this is now a third-degree felony that you could be hit with. And so what some of these elections offices were doing around the country is saying, okay, you can't do that, but we're going to take Zuckerbucks for legal expenses or all these other things. So we've expanded it like, no way. There's not going to be any nook and cranny. You are not getting Zuckerbucks in any of this stuff.
You know, this is, and we had a caller who said, we need a Ron DeSantis-style guy leading Republicans up on Capitol Hill. And he's right, and this is the reason why. I mean, how many other Republican governors are doing what Ron DeSantis just did? So I say, good for you, Governor DeSantis. He's going to make one heck of a great president one of these days. By the way, Elon Musk is firing back. Donald Trump called him a BS artist at the big rally in Alaska. This is after Elon Musk dropped out of the of buying Twitter. Now Elon Musk is firing back. He says Donald Trump is too old to run in 2024. Meanwhile, Dick Morris over at Newsmax says, hey, look, this is where Trump is going, and he is going to run for election in 2024. Writing in his new book, will he run in 2024? You bet he will. Will he be the GOP nominee? Absolutely. Will he win the election? Yes. Yeah, I do believe that, unless Michelle Obama is in the race. Do not underestimate the power of Michelle Obama and the media powerhouse that will destroy this country. I want to talk about this. I was debating whether or not to bring up the Herschel Walker story, but I'm curious, you folks in Georgia, what's going on there? Herschel Walker, and there's some video that's been circulating, talking about the environment, and he's facing a tsunami of criticism, even over on the Fox News channel, where they liked Herschel Walker. But here's what Herschel Walker said, and he said it in Hall County, Georgia. You folks there in WDUN country, Herschel Walker, talking to some Republicans, said, quote, "Since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China's bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moves over to our good airspace. Then now we got to clean that back up." That's the comment that's causing people to really scratch their head and wonder, what did you just say? And this, it pains me to say this, but it's important for you to hear from me. There was a reason why I was a strong and vocal proponent of Herschel Walker debating his fellow Republicans during the primary. There was a reason for that. Because now you have a candidate who is only being elected on name recognition only. That's it. That's what they're counting on. They're counting on all of you people in Georgia to hear the name Herschel Walker, great football star. Trump endorsed him. Boom, he's our guy. But I'm telling you, it was a missed opportunity. Because if nothing else, if there were issues, if there were concerns, and I'm not even getting into all the scandals, and there's a lot of stuff coming out of the closet down there in Georgia. That's not the issue. The issue is, does he have command of the issues? And that issue could have been decided during the primaries. And I don't know if Herschel Walker is going to debate Raphael Warnock, but I don't think he ought to. I think that could be devastating. I'm not sure he's prepared to debate. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. But I mean, let's be honest. The only reason he's the nominee is because he has name recognition. That's it. Because I know a lot of the other rock solid pro Trump MAGA candidates who were shoved aside. As a matter of fact, I got messages from Republicans within the Georgia Republican Party who sent me messages saying, "Todd, stop with the primary, stop with the debate. Stop with the debate talk. Stop with the Herschel Walker needs to engage on the issues. Just shut up and get on board the bus." That's what they said. So I hope this works out. I really do. I mean, the bed has been made. So now the Republicans, you've got to get out there. You've got to get out there. And you've got to go vote. Because I'm telling you, it could come down to, believe it or not, it could actually come down to Georgia again. Control of the Senate could eventually come down to the state of Georgia. And, by the way, Pennsylvania, with Dr. Oz, who refuses to campaign, he's spending the summer in his New Jersey mansion. Let's go to Georgia, WDUN. Kim, all right, Kim, wants to weigh in on this. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you, sir, and we love you. Mr. Starnes, we realize Herschel is not perfect, and our past president, President Trump, was not perfect, but he is the lesser of two evils. We got to get a Republican in office. We know that he is not a great debater, but that's the reason so many people are going to vote for him. We've got to get a Republican in.
You think? Look, I'm with you. We've got to have a Republican in there. My recommendation would be for him not to debate. I think it's a bad move at this point.
Right.
But the other issue, Kim, is we've got to do a better job as Republicans. I mean, I get it. I get it. He's got the name recognition, but the reality is, we need somebody who's going to be able to get up into the Senate and actually have command of the issues. And clearly, he doesn't have that right now. And I don't know why, but he's had time to get familiar with the issues, and he hasn't taken advantage of that opportunity.
I'm with you, but I feel like when he gets to Washington, he's going to be forced to do that. He will have to, and he will vote on the conservative issues. And that's just what I'm banking on.
the only hope we've got, I think, right now.
Yeah, it's, again, and I understand why he didn't debate in the GOP primaries, but I think it would have given the voters an opportunity to see some of these other candidates, because literally all the, you know, all the atmosphere, all the oxygen just got sucked out of the room when Herschel jumped into the race.
You're right.
All right. Yeah, I know, Kim. I know it's, but we got to get out there. But my recommendation, Herschel, don't go anywhere near the debate stage. Just stay away.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kim. God bless. It's, I mean, it's sad to say, but that's the reality of it.
Todd, did you mean to say the oxygen out of the room right after the air comments?
Did I? Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for
that. A little too close to home there.
It's a long week. You know what it is, Grace Baker? I had to go. I had to get my annual physical yesterday after the show.
Fun.
Yeah, I still can't feel my arm, but the doctor says, "Oh, this is not going to hurt at all.
Just a pinch."
What? And then you can't cry because everybody knows who you are in the doctor's office. So you have to kind of, you know, man up. You know.
So, oh, see, I'm a girl. I cry.
Man, did that hurt? They don't even give you a lollipop anymore.
That's what I was going to say. They don't even give you anything.
They had to check your temperature, and I'm like, all right, what happens if you do have a temperature and you're going to see the doctor? Are they not going to let you in? I never have understood that. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right, folks, let's get into it. Wow, we have a very busy hour ahead of us. Coming up a little bit later on, our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan is going to be here. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have back on the program Miranda Devine. She is a columnist for the New York Post, author of the explosive book, Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. Miranda, good to have you on the program today.
Great to be with you, Todd.
You know, Miranda, going back to the early reporting, I mean, you were the first out there exposing a lot of this horrific dirt on the Biden family, and you came under fierce attack from big tech, from the social media platforms, and even your fellow journalist.
Well, look, as soon as the New York Post published that first story in October of 2020, just 3 weeks before the election, the walls came closing in. We had sort of expected that there would be criticism, and that possibly, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and so on would not touch the story. But we were not prepared for big tech, this concerted pincer movement, to just strangle the story at birth. And that's what they did. And that really gave, got Joe Biden off the hook. And it also gave the rest of the media an excuse, a kind of fig leaf to cover their own, you know, remiss actions or lack of action in not covering it. And so, you know, it took a few days, and then the Biden forces got their act together, and they got these 51 former security intelligence people to write that dishonest letter claiming that the laptop had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. And that was really all it took. Joe Biden used that in the debate against Donald Trump, and he was in the clear.
It seems to me, Miranda, first of all, and now that we know what we know, you and all of your colleagues at the New York Post have been vindicated. Quite frankly, every news agency in the country that covered this should be apologizing to you guys, but they're not. We know they're not going to do that. And now these new revelations are coming out. Were you surprised to hear these alleged photos and information coming from Hunter Biden's cell phone or his iCloud account? What can you tell us about that information?
Well, I don't think it's his iCloud account, because that would be illegal, and that's a serious crime. I know there are allegations that someone has hacked into his iCloud account. The Secret Service is looking into those allegations, but I doubt it because there's a non-profit research group that's been doing very good work, really forensic investigation of the laptop, and they have a report that's going to come out imminently. They were the ones who first cracked the encryption that of the the iPhone backup that's on the laptop. There's a password to it. They found the password and they unlocked it. And that was from then in the last month, they've been leaking selectively videos, that voicemail with Joe Biden on it, a video of Hunter Biden cavorting with a prostitute and a replica gun in a motel room, and various other bits and pieces. And they've leaked it to us at the Post, to the Daily Mail, to the Sun, and so that's where you're seeing this new information. Now, there's this online group 4chan. I don't really know what the source of their information is, but from what Marco Polo tells me, it's just the iPhone backup. It's the material that Marco Polo has had, and 4chan is just systematically dumping the whole thing out on the internet. Look. I don't know any more than that, but it doesn't appear to be a particularly good thing to do because they're not redacting any of the names and the details, and there are innocent children as well, relatives and so on of Hunter Biden that deserve their privacy, I would guess.
I think the concern here, and granted, I mean, there is the scandal part of it, the photographs and the hookers and the cocaine and the whatnot, that, again, aside from the morality of that, the bigger issue is this compromises the president of the United States. He could be open to blackmail, and quite frankly, probably that may be in the works in some capacity. The president is at risk here of being blackmailed.
Todd, you're spot on, because it's not about Hunter Biden and his sort of debauched lifestyle and the fact that he was a drug addict for so long and spent so much money. It's about Joe Biden and about Joe Biden's involvement in his son and his brother Jim Biden's influence peddling scheme while Joe was vice president in the countries that Joe had carriage for, such as China, our greatest adversary. And you just have to look at how Joe Biden has treated China during his presidency, and there's no other way to say it, but he's gone soft on them. He's reversed a whole lot of Trump-era restrictions. He's lifted tariffs on Chinese solar panels, and he is now contemplating lifting the rest of the Trump tariffs against Chinese imports for no discernible benefit to America. Just recently we heard from Reuters that Joe Biden has diverted at least 1 million barrels of oil from our strategic petroleum reserve, which is meant to be for emergencies, to China. And for no discernible impact, the gas prices still were going up at the time, and it's just, why would you help China, which at the same time is helping Russia? It's the number one financier of Vladimir Putin in his war on Ukraine, because it's buying discounted Russian oil and the ruble's doing well. And while we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine of taxpayers' money to allow them to continue to fight the war, and so the war drags on. This just makes no sense. It's putting China ahead of America. And, I don't know why Joe Biden is doing that. I don't know if it's factoring into his foreign policy, the fact that he is compromised because of millions of dollars that went to his family. It's just not good enough for him to be avoiding these questions about Hunter Biden's laptop, for the White House to be stonewalling and ignoring questions from reporters. And it's not good enough for the media to just go quiet on this. Really, Joe Biden only cares about the New York Times and the Washington Post, and they are amazingly incurious about anything to do with Joe Biden, whereas they were ferocious when it came to anything to do with Donald Trump or his family.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Miranda Devine. She is the author of an incredible book. And Miranda, I didn't realize it, but you and I share a publisher, Post Hill Press. Laptop from Hell. They're good folks, and it's a great book you've written.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about Congressman James Comer. He was a guest on the show a few days ago. He is very alarmed that the Biden administration is actually shielding documents on Hunter Biden. Does that raise a red flag for you?
Yeah, it sure does. Look, you know, a lot of the information that we know, in fact, that went into my book, the money trail, the most important thing, follow the money, as you always need to do, that was uncovered. 150 of these suspicious activity reports that are required by banks to file with Treasury, those were uncovered by the Republican senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson in their very good work that they did in 2020 and last year into the corruption surrounding Hunter Biden and his activities in Ukraine and China and so on. So without those suspicious activity reports, we would know half of what we know now. We wouldn't really have the evidence to be able to very strongly declare how much money came from China and went into Biden family and associate bank accounts. And so now we have James Comer, and the Republicans are really gearing up to do some really serious and savage investigations when they have subpoena power after the midterm elections. And James Comer is one of those who's laying groundwork, and yet suddenly the Treasury Department, Janet Yellen, has brought down the shutters. They're saying, no, you can't have access to these suspicious activity reports. You need to get the permission of the Democrats, and that's not going to happen. So this is really the Treasury Department covering up for running cover, you know, for Hunter Biden with this new rule.
Well, I know Congressman Comer has promised that if Republicans retake the House, they're going to be going after Hunter Biden. He will be subpoenaed to appear before Congress, and who knows, maybe we might start getting some answers and people are going to start talking. Miranda, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for the great investigative work you've been doing on this. And folks, got to get a copy of her book, Laptop from Hell. We have that on our live show blog. Miranda, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Great journalist right there and all over this story. And look, this goes all the way back to 2016 when Biden, then vice president, described how he threatened Ukraine's president, that the Obama administration would pull $1 billion in loan guarantees if they did not fire that prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. Remember, you all remember the profane quote. He says, and again, I'm not going to say what he said on the radio, but he said the SOB got fired. Clearly, Joe Biden was threatening people, was using his position to take care of his son Hunter and protect his son's millions and millions of dollars worth of investments over in Ukraine. Working in the natural gas industry, in which Hunter Biden had absolutely no experience. Imagine that. All right, look, we've got to take a break here and pay some bills. 844-747-8868. Honest question. When the Republicans retake the House, do you want them to launch investigations into Hunter Biden and the Biden family crime syndicate? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. May I tell you about Life Change Tea? This tea has really revolutionized my life. It is an amazing, natural, gentle iced tea, and you're going to feel so good, so good. I drink it every single day. You're going to be able to get it in three different flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's been around since 2007, and get this, it's made right here in the USA. Super easy to brew, just like you would do your other tea. Put it in the fridge and pop a few ice cubes in the glass, and you're going to have a lovely afternoon. It's summertime. I always want to have a big, frosty glass of Life Change Tea. All you need to do is go to GetTheTea.com and order some today. That's GetTheTea.com. Use my code, Todd10. They're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping, and it is a buy three, get one free summer sale. That's, again, GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd10.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
You know what we forgot to celebrate, Grace Baker?
What is that?
It was National Ice Cream Day on Sunday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Taco Tuesday. We got that covered.
Oh, we got Taco Tuesday. I got a little indigestion talking about Taco Tuesday.
Well, the dairy wouldn't help either.
But I am in the mood for tacos for life. I may have to go to, there's a little taco joint in Collierville, Tennessee called Tacos for Life.
See, I like Torchy's Tacos, which it's a chain. It's a national chain, but it's in East Memphis, and it's quite delicious. It's a little spicier, though, hence the name. So if you don't like
Torchy's, Oh, I see.
It's all really right. Good.
There was, wasn't there one in downtown Memphis called Spanky's or Swanky's?
Swanky's. I don't like Swanky's much. Yeah, I think it's the sauce. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, I'm not a big sauce person. Mm. But it was national. Do you have a favorite ice cream?
Ooh, a favorite, like flavor?
Just a brand. You know, a lot of people have like a favorite brand they live and die by.
See, I don't have a favorite brand, but I really like cookie dough ice cream.
All right, that's good.
That's a good one.
Cookie dough is good. Believe it or not, I love a good chocolate chip mint ice cream.
I do too, and people hate on chocolate and mint together. I really enjoy it.
I heard someone on our staff actually say that it tasted like frozen toothpaste.
Ew.
And I thought, yeah, it's all right. It's still good.
It is very good. And so, you feel refreshed after.
Right? You do. You feel, and you don't feel like you've eaten like a pint of ice cream.
Exactly.
I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, do you have a favorite brand of ice cream? Because I'm all about trying different brands of ice cream. Kind of like, you know how people do the craft beer? You sound not a craft beer guy, but I could go with craft ice cream. So, I mean, they're like Bluebell.
I think you invented that term just now.
I did. Ben and Jerry's, I can't do. Yeah, I will say this: I like Ben and Jerry's, but Lord love them, they're just liberal.
They're so liberal. They're expensive. Sorry.
And unfortunately, their politics leaves a bitter taste in my mouth.
Yeah, it's just not as fun anymore.
There's something. Bluebell. Now, I think the people in Texas swear by Bluebell.
That's a good one too. Hey, I'm not hating on Bluebell.
And is it Mayfield? I think that's the Georgia ice cream.
Yeah, I think so.
You see, that's the problem. We're gonna get a call. We're going to get calls. But my problem, my ice cream, I don't have a very broad base.
No,
I've had the Mayfield, which I enjoy. There's a bunny ice cream, isn't there, bunny?
Yeah, there's bunny. And here's the thing. I'm bad. I just get whatever's on sale. That's why I'm looking at you like, I don't even know what I buy. I just buy whatever's on sale.
No, you can't do that. You've got to commit.
I'm a girl on a budget. I get what's on sale.
But it's ice cream. You can't go cheap.
I don't think you can go wrong. All right. Fair enough.
844-747-8868. Hope you're having a good time celebrating National Ice Cream. Actually, it ought to be National Ice Cream Day every day. That's what I say. Coming up, our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan is going to drop by. Last night, he was on Fox News Channel, and he was weighing in on these attacks that are coming against the family and our faith by the federal government. He is very concerned about this. He's also concerned about these attacks on moms and dads that are going to school board meetings. And he says that's got to stop as well. Let's play some audio. This is Jim Jordan saying the government is attacking faith and family.
Well, they're too busy going after parents. They're too busy setting up the disinformation governance board to actually do things that we would expect them to do and do things that are direct violation of the statute, is the case with Supreme Court justices. So we can continue to highlight it, draw attention to it, ask questions, do the kind of questions, get the facts out to the American people. But in the end, it's going to be up to we the people on election day to change the makeup of Congress, and then in 2 years change the makeup of the White House and reelect President Trump as our new president. So that's what has to happen. But in the meantime, we're going to do everything we can to highlight just how political, just how wrong, just how much this Department of Justice attacks faith, attacks freedom, and attacks the institution of the family. We're seeing it across the board, the left going after those three key institutions in our American culture.
All right, Jim Jordan coming up. Want to go to Blaine on the talk station, North Carolina. What's this ice cream you're talking to us about, Blaine?
Oh, Todd, you got to look it up. It's Deluxe Ice Cream in Mooresville. They've been around forever. We took a field trip to their factory when I was in elementary school, and they got the best chocolate ice cream known to man.
Oh, boy, that sounds really good then. So it's Deluxe Ice Cream in Mooresville, North Carolina. All right,
yeah,
Blaine.
Yeah, they used to have a banana fudge pops, but I can't find them Woo. Anymore. They moved their factory to somewhere, and it's hard to find, really,
oh, that's
anymore. I don't know what happened to them.
Blaine, got to run, my friend. I could use some of that Deluxe Ice Cream, though. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, Salem, Oregon, coming to your town next week, hanging out with the big Republican Party there, Marion County Republican Party, a big barbecue. I'll be speaking, signing books, hanging out with our great team over at KYKN, and we would love to see you there. Go to our live show blog, and you'll find all the information there for you. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, good friend of this program, great American patriot, our good friend from the Buckeye State, Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Good to be with you, Todd. Always enjoy being on your show.
So, look, Congressman, I don't know if you heard this audio. Josh Hawley earlier today was grilling someone up on Capitol Hill about what it means to be a woman. I want you to listen to this. I want to get your reaction.
Before I want to visit with you, Ms. Maskey, but before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence.
Okay, enough of that. It goes on. Congressman, I want to get your reaction to what just happened up on Capitol Hill.
Well, it's today's last. You know, this happened about a month ago. One of my good friends and colleagues, Congressman Bishop, asked the question of a Democrat witness, the simple question, can men get pregnant? And she said, yes. So, I mean, this is where today's left is. In fact, they've written it into the legislation. They're going to bring it to the this week. The Democrats here in the House, they list all those terms that witness was talking about and some others in the legislation. I don't have it in front of me, but they all those terms in the bill.
I've got it right here, Congressman. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the act is intended to protect all people with the capacity for pregnancy, transgender men, cisgender women, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others. What?
Yeah, no, it's today's left, and like 99% of the country thinks that it's just ridiculous. Just like the vast majority of the country thought that, you know, men should compete against men in sports, women should compete against women, and that, you know, Leah Thomas should not be swimming against women in collegiate swim meets. It's just the common sense. And but today's left doesn't. Today's left wants to just fundamentally change the country.
Congressman, another very serious issue, not a lot of people talking about, these attacks on churches and crisis pregnancy centers. You had three churches in Bethesda, Maryland, that were attacked. Nobody's talking about this except for the conservatives.
Yeah, well, the left's not going to. You know, it's when the left, the summer 2020, they called all the rioters, looters, peace protesters. So they're not going to do it, particularly with the politics of the situation. But you're right. I think it's like 30-some different crisis pregnancy centers and churches over the last couple months have been attacked. And this is if there was ever really a need for, you know, the Justice Department announced this domestic terrorism thing designed to go after, I think, you know, all kinds of people like moms that had to show up at school board meetings. But they should be looking at this situation if you're going to – I disagree with this special unit they've set up. But this looks like domestic terrorism because it's a court. There's this Ruth sent us, this Shutdown DC, this other group, James. I forget the name of all these groups, but it looks like they're coordinating, and there's systematic attacks on pro-life people and on places of worship. It is as wrong as it gets, but it shouldn't surprise us. Remember back during about a year and a half ago, de Blasio, back during the virus, de Blasio said that, you know, if you go to church or synagogue, they're going to come get you. I mean, it's like, this is frightening stuff, but it's, again, it's just where the left is.
No, it is, and it's not going to stop. I mean, you know, the president has yet to condemn the attempted assassination of the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. You have the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg. He refused to condemn the attack, the protesters that infiltrated the Morton Steakhouse there in D.C. Giving a wink and a nod to these people.
Yeah, and also remember, Speaker Pelosi waited 4 weeks on legislation that would give protection to Supreme Court justices' families. This after the attempt, Justice Kavanaugh, after these groups that I mentioned a little bit ago had posted online where Justice Coney Barrett's children attend school, where their family goes to church. I mean, this is scary stuff, and you have a specific statute. So look, I'm for the First Amendment 100%, and I'm scared about what the left will do to people they disagree with. We've seen it with their disinformation governance board and everything else. But you have a specific statute that says if people are protesting at Supreme Court Justice's home trying to impact the decision, which is exactly what they were doing because they started this after the draft opinion was leaked a few months ago, directly on point on that statute, and here you have the Justice Department refusing to do anything. But meanwhile, Todd, they're going after parents. Think about the impact of the attack on families. So for these left-wing organizations initially said, a year and a half ago, we're not going to let your kids go to school. When they finally opened the schools back up, they said, now we're going to teach your kids CRT. And if you're a mom or a dad who shows up at a school board meeting to express concerns about that, they treat you as domestic terrorists and the FBI investigates you. That all happened. That is exactly what happened. So they're willing to do that to their political opposition, but not willing to enforce a statute when it's directly being when that statute is being violated in an attempt to influence the court and intimidate the court.
You know, it reminds me years ago, Congressman, you might remember this, when Lois Lerner and the IRS weaponized. I was caught up in all that. A number of my colleagues at Fox and even Billy Graham, they audited Billy Graham, America's pastor. These people are ruthless.
Yeah, the IRS targeted conservatives like you and your listeners around the country. Then the FBI spied on President Trump's campaign. The DOJ is now targeting moms and dads who are simply concerned about, you know, this crazy curriculum that some schools are teaching children. And yet you have a direct violation of a statute, and they refuse to influence enforce the law. So it's sad, but it's why I think the American people are going to make a big change, and it's why, frankly, Joe Biden's approval ratings in the 30s and 90% of the country thinks we're headed in the wrong direction, and they think that because it's true.
No, you're right. And by the way, Congressman Jim Jordan, folks, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman, just a few moments ago, we had Miranda Devine, the New York Post writer who exposed Hunter Biden's laptop story. And a few days before that, we had Congressman Comer on. He's saying there are going to be hearings if the Republicans can retake the House. Can you verify that?
Yeah, Jamie's going to, in the Oversight Committee, I think that he'll be taking the lead on that, and they want to look at that. Because, I mean, think about just the most recent thing. You have the President of the United States, President Biden going and tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So tapping into that, which, you know, and that's supposed to be for, like, a really huge emergency. Tap into that. He's selling it then to China, and they sold it to a company where Hunter Biden previously had, maybe still does, but previously had a financial interest in. So that is wrong on all three counts. Going into the strategic reserve, and then giving it to, I mean, selling it to China, our biggest adversary, and then of course to a company that his son had interest in. Just like, but I mean, this all needs to be looked at, and Congressman Comer is committed to doing so.
Good stuff. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We got a little bad phone connection, but man, a lot of good information that you shared with us, and we really appreciate it.
You bet, Todd. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Congressman Jim Jordan, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we hope to see the congressman down at CPAC in Dallas, Texas, in a couple of weeks. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got to pay some bills here. We'll be going right back to the phones. You can weigh in on what Congressman Jordan said. Do you want the Republicans to investigate the Biden crime syndicate? And believe it or not, we've got folks that want to weigh in on ice cream. And we love those kinds of folks, too. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you about our friends over at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They're doing some great work in Washington, D.C. And by the way, they're also providing some incredible discounts for all of us senior folks. If you are over the age of 50, you're going to be able to get some great discounts on cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. They also support the nonprofit AMAC Action, and that means they're fighting for the Constitution and the free market right on Capitol Hill. They make it super easy to join AMAC. All you have to do is go to amac.us/starns. That's my last name, amac.us/starns. You're going to be able to start saving immediately. So far, more than 2.3 million Americans have joined AMAC. They care about you, and they care about America. So save money and support conservative causes, and get this, $16 a year, that's it. I mean, that's a pretty good deal, folks. AMAC.us/starge. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
To do, Grace Baker, it's Taco Tuesday. We should have wished Congressman Jordan a happy Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, you did forget that.
Whoops, it's bad. Before we talk about what we're going to talk about, I want to go to Ernie, who's calling from North Carolina. I guess North Carolina is like the ice cream capital of the world, apparently. So, Ernie, good to have you with us.
Hello, Todd. I don't know if we're the ice cream capital of the world, but I've been enjoying ice cream for about 74 years.
Oh.
And here's what I know. If the first ingredient doesn't say cream, don't buy it.
Well,
it's that simple. The ice cream means ice cream. So if the first ingredient's cream, you can bet it won't be bad. You can't get every brand everywhere, but you won't go wrong if you buy an ice cream that has on its ingredients the first ingredient is cream. It's that simple.
Ernie, if there's no cream, it's not ice cream.
Exactly, Todd.
Full
ice cream.
So I made a mistake. One of the big problems I had at the supermarket is that they mix all the plant stuff in with the real people food. And yeah. I led an effort, a successful effort, to have them segregate the supermarket. So because I accidentally bought, like, I don't know, cardboard sausage one day. It was just terrible. But to your point, I got some of this ice cream that I thought was ice cream, but it didn't have any cream in it. And I'm like, this is just what, frozen water or something? I don't know what it was.
Well,
gluten-free
stuff.
Todd,
you've made my point. If the first ingredient isn't cream, it's not going to be any good. If the first ingredient is cream, it'll probably be pretty good. Again, you can't get every brand everywhere, but you'll never go wrong if the first ingredient is cream.
There you go. Ernie, that is a great word to live by. Thank you for that. Maybe we should put that like on a T-shirt or something, Grace. So today is, what is it, Amazon Prime Day?
Yeah.
So you go buy stuff. Is that it?
Kind of like Black Friday, but on Amazon specifically.
Okay. So, and how does it work? So you get a lot of discounts and deals.
Yeah, but you have to have an Amazon Prime account. So, you know, you pay the yearly fee. It's like a Costco membership.
Do you have an Amazon Prime account?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
My family has one, and I use it.
Sort of like Netflix.
Yeah. You kind of share it.
So, I was trying to get on the Netflix the other day, and a family member in another state was using my account, and I couldn't even log in.
So can't have too many people watching at once now.
No, that's true. You can't.
And they know, because they know you're sharing.
So I have an Amazon Prime account.
Okay. It's useful.
There's some weird stuff here.
Yeah.
So they're among the things that are up for sale, and the Reader's Digest has actually compiled this for us. They've got a rubber chicken purse. Now, here's what I don't get. A yodeling pickle. How do pickles yodel?
They don't
have
voice.
They don't have a mouth.
They don't have a hole.
No, that's true. Well, they do. It's in the buttocks of the pickle where it's attached to the vine.
They also have a mini hand squirrel. With like it's like a little puppet, but you put the hand, it's really disorienting to look at because it's like the head's on one finger, you know, the squirrel's hands are on your fingers. It's very disorienting, like I said.
A Zen kitty litter box. What is that?
Kitties need a chill place to go to.
Oh, this is cool. This is, again, Taco Tuesday. They have a throw burrito.
Ah!
It's a dodgeball card game.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this
game. From the creators of the Exploding Kittens. What?
We play that game. I told you about this game. It's a card game
we play. Oh, that's right, where you blow kittens up.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And then they have a cheeseburger telephone, because everybody needs one of those.
Can we talk about these baguette slippers?
It's really weird.
Are these actual... They're designed to look like... it's designed to look like a loaf of bread.
I got to give them. The picture's pretty realistic. It took me a minute. I thought it was actual bread.
Oh, that's good. I'm looking at the rubber chicken purse, which looks like a bloated chicken. That is not a good look.
He went to the KFC a few too many times.
Oh, now here's something. A toilet timer.
Oh.
And it's like a... it's got like...
It's a five-minute timer, you know, to make sure no one's
like
hogging the toilet.
It's like the sands of the hourglass there.
Exactly.
All right, there you go. 844-747-8868. As we're looking at some of the weirdest things that are on Amazon Prime's list today that you can buy, something called Pit Grit. It's an underarm scrub with natural and organic ingredients, like better smelling underarms. Well, who doesn't want a better smelling underarm? Pit Grit cleanses, detoxifies, and eliminates odor causing bacteria. Now, I want to get to this Zen Kitty Litter Box, Grace Baker. It's a miniature desktop. Oh, it's not for a real. It's not real.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It comes complete with a litter box tray, a bag of sand, two feline figurines, and five decorative rocks.
Oh, it's like one of those little sand gardens that people do, like sit in a room and they like touch. It's supposed to be like sensory, I don't know, meditation or something.
You are one with the kitty litter.
Ew. Hope they don't put any fake
kitty
fake droppings in there too.
Speaking of fake droppings, they're selling something called instant underpants. How are you on the undergarments? This is pretty fascinating. So it's a novelty item. It's it literally fits in the palm of your hand, but basically you add water and poof, you've got underpants.
Hey,
just one pair.
That's handy for a trip, I guess.
Just one pair.
Yeah, just one pair. And don't rewear them.
I'm not sure. Do people really buy this stuff?
There are people out there. Well, you know, it's a lot of those like internet influencer people because they'll buy these things and be like, look what I got from Amazon. Then they'll show it to you. And it's kind of fun to watch them check it out.
I see. Oh, here's one for you. It's a Dachshund. One of those little like...
Dachshund?
Dachshund. Whatever. It's one of those hot dog dogs.
Yes. The little hot dog dogs.
The hot dog dogs.
The wiener dogs.
The wiener dog. Thank you. So anyway, it's a wiener dog garden gnome statue.
It's adorable.
And you got the wiener dog, and then you've got the...
The gnome on
the wiener dog. Stop.
Let's clarify. It's like a person riding a horse, no, but it's gnome, a gnome on a dachshund.
The gnome is riding the wiener
yes.
dog. So, there...
I like this marshmallow whip maker.
Oh, that looks tasty.
That looks actually like a fun one that's weird, but actually might be useful to put on top of your drinks.
Wait. What? Stop the presses. Bacon-scented soap.
Ew.
Bacon soap.
Ew. That's gross.
Would you buy that? I don't.
Okay, I just looked at the next one. Cat butt tissue holder. That one explains itself.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. All right. Wow. Oh, we've got to finish shopping, but the show is wrapping up here. Sorry about that, folks. A moment of personal privilege, I guess. Hey, ToddStarnes.com newsletter coming out in a matter of moments, so you want to sign up for that. It's a freebie. Also, download our podcast. Get out there. Have a great day, and don't spend too much money on Amazon Prime. Dear kitty.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.